Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Damien Carbon here, and happy new financial year. Lots of changes set to kick in for us today. First up, a pay rise for tens of thousands of West Aussies, with the minimum wage increase kicking in from this morning. You may remember this dominated the last 2 weeks of the federal election campaign, with unions, labour and businesses all keen to see a rise. In the end, the Fair Work Commission settled on a 5.2% jump in line with inflation, so the hourly rate climbs from $20.33 to $21.30. It gives you about an extra $40 a week. Some good news for super savers with the superannuation guarantee kicking in this morning. It jumps from a 10% contribution to 10.5%, which will increase our balance when we retire by about 3%. It works out at about $15,000 at retirement. While guarantee contributions will also be paid by employers today, regardless of how much someone makes. It's all got the unions very happy, including Sally McManus at the ACTU.
It's actually the 30th anniversary of superannuation. That's a big achievement of union movement, the labour movement, and it's good to see people retiring at the moment and saying thank God for super.
So some other changes kicking in today. There's now a full plastic ban in WA. Things like plastic shopping bags are out, along with straws, stirrers, cutlery, plates, plus bowls and food containers without lids. They're all Gonski. A leadership change at the top for us. Chris Dawson set to be WA's 34th governor after Kim Beazley stepped down yesterday. And finally, the tax man is now going to start come knocking. This year, you'll be able to claim work-related rapid antigen tests, plus the usual home office expenses and self-education expenses. Here's one you can't claim. The ATO pinging one feisty West Aussie for claiming his Fremantle Dockers membership as stress relief. As any Dockers member will tell you, there's nothing stress-free about supporting Freo.
Listener.